Welcome to Mercedes-Benz Audio Experiences. Camper's Paradise, an audio road trip on the Isle of Skye. The pitter-patter of the drops gently eases its way into my half-sleep. They drum gently and steadily against the outside of the Marco Polo V-Class. The wind drives the rain in front of it, pushing it against the dark blue flanks of the vehicle and shaking the waterproof pop-up roof. Rain clouds etch works of art on the rear window, behind which gentle hills rise above the pale blue waters of Loch Greshornish. It's early, the Scottish summer nights are short, but the sun doesn't seem to stand a chance against the wall of cloud that hugs the hill and looks like it has no intention of ever loosening its grip. I am happy to hole up for a while in my four-wheeled residence. I had parked the V-Class Marco Polo at the Skye Camping and Caravanning Club site the night before. My arrival was also in the rain, so I made myself comfortable on the back seat, converted with next to no effort into a chill-out area, then just gazed over the water and at the camping site's Highland cattle, seemingly oblivious of the gusts. Even my neighbors, hardened campers with weather-beaten faces, who initially braved the rain sitting outside with their tweed hats and woolen blankets, eventually retreated into their camper van. The night is a symphony of howling wind and the screeching of the seagulls, underpinned by the staccato of the rain, which didn't ease off into the soft drumming that woke me up until the morning hours. The auxiliary heating has provided cozy warmth, though. I now raise the rear seat again at the touch of a button to make myself an espresso on the integrated hob. Sorry, my Scots friends, but breakfast tea is just not my thing. And at the same time, I let the ambient lighting in the rear light up, turn up the heating a notch, and I'm thankful that the weather can't touch me here in my V-Class Marco Polo. Hundreds of thousands of people are drawn to the Scottish Highlands each year. Many people come with their mobile home, like me. The really irresistible draw? The Highlands are remote, sometimes deserted, and yet civilization and a good pub are never far away. It's almost as if it is written in law that the narrow roads winding through the landscape like ribbons must look picturesque, or were designed to make travelers screech to a halt every few kilometers to take it all in. Oh, look at the Atlantic glistening. Did you see those lovely ferns just then? Oh, cute, a sheep, and look, there's another one. Small wonder then that the sat-nav's calculated arrival time bears little relation to reality. You drive round the bend not knowing what lies beyond, a campsite employee calls out to us before we continue our journey. She will be proved right. The road to Glendale, like many roads in the Highlands, is a single track, a country road wide enough for one vehicle only. If you come across oncoming traffic, there are passing places allowing drivers to overtake each other. This is adventurous driving, with steep drops or stone walls often lurking on the left and right of the tarmac, ready to pounce on the unwary. And while tourists are usually careful when using the passing places, although not at all used to driving on the left, the locals are somewhat less squeamish, but also more adept at reversing in an emergency. Time and time again, I breathe a sigh of relief at the compact exterior dimensions of my vehicle, which help me to maneuver through even the tightest spaces, as do the sophisticated assistance systems. Weaving has developed over hundreds of thousands of years, says Andrea. She hails from the Erzgebirge, the Ore Mountains of eastern Germany. She lost her heart to the country and its people while on her travels in Scotland during her studies, but more particularly to the tall man from London, who now stands next to her in front of their expansive loom. The unique thing about this is that the machine is operated mechanically, using only bicycle pedals and a chain. The loom comes from the Isle of Harris, adds Roger, and was originally used to make Harris tweed. The hand-woven fabric, whose name is geographically protected, can only be produced on the islands of the Outer Hebrides, not on Skye. But we work according to the same principle, says Andrea. Every step is manual. We sort the wool, develop the patterns, prepare the threads, weave the fabrics. She loves sitting at the loom, headphones on her ears, pedaling slowly. I'm often thinking out new patterns. It's not just the majestic things like Skye's landscape, the tides, or the Killin Hills that inspire her. I also love the little things. Lichens, for example, they're everywhere. They can adapt perfectly, but are also sensitive to environmental influences. They thrive here on Skye because the air is so clean. Once you have become aware of them, you will discover these characteristic lichens everywhere, especially when the sun finally breaks out. They paint intricate sunny yellow and turquoise green patterns on walls, trees, and stones. And also at the Quirang Car Park. The Quirang, a striking geological rock formation resulting from landslides, is probably the Isle of Skye's most famous photo subject. The mountains here look like fossilized waves, frozen in motion thousands of years ago. In between, meter-high towers of stone reach up into the sky. A narrow path winds through the Quirang. Tourists from all over the world with their practical jackets, hiking boots, and cameras are out and about here. I have to admit that I also fit seamlessly into the image of the typical Skye tourist, armed for all weathers. And even if the island is quietly groaning under the weight of tourism, I get friendly greetings everywhere. Also from the tartan-kilted man in his mid-30s, who suddenly takes up position next to me, shoulders his bagpipes, and the unmistakable tones break out into Highland Cathedral, probably the planet's most famous bagpipe hymn. His shirt announces that he belongs to the Dubai Pipe Band, a recreational group that has been playing together for years, as he tells me enthusiastically. Pondering how Highland Cathedral would transpose to the roof terrace of a skyscraper in the Emirates, I return to the car. Quirang is not only an excellent, albeit somewhat overcrowded, excursion destination, but also a great driving experience with its mountain pass road, which I would have happily driven up and down a few times had it not been so awkward to turn round on the single tracks in heavy traffic. Instead, I head for Skye's second famous landslide region, the Old Man of Stour. The Rock Needle can be seen from afar, for now. Just as I finally made the steep climb, a rain cloud rolls in and swallows both me and the old man within a few minutes. I head back and drive to Ann Koran Beach. It's said that there are dinosaur tracks there. The clouds on the horizon look as if they've been painted. The sky now glows in the most beautiful colors as dusk begins to fall. I convert the Marco Polo V-Class back into a bedroom, extend the pop-top roof, using the smartphone app, of course, and enjoy the camper-level function, which automatically uses the airmatic air suspension to compensate for uneven ground. Annoying chocks are a thing of the past. The next morning, the sky is still clear, and I can finally have breakfast outside. A woman dressed only in a swimming costume and her towel wrapped around her waist gets out of the car parked next to me. She often swims here, she says. It's good for the soul. When I ask her if she knows the water's temperature, she laughs. It's better not to know. And with that, she has already disappeared. After crossing over to the mainland, the landscape changes. While Skye is mainly rugged, Westeros is known for its enchanting moorland, oak forests, and centuries-old pines that are remnants of a primeval forest. Ferns stretch out towards the road. The trees are covered in mosses that shimmer in all shades of green. The single tracks are back again, too. Again and again, I have to maneuver. Again and again, I raise my hand in a friendly acknowledgement and thank my lucky stars that I'm not driving a motorhome when I've inched my way past a vehicle. After driving along Loch Carron, I meet Lucy Kerr, owner of the Kishorn Seafood Bar. It's hard to get a place here in summer. We have a simple recipe. What we serve is freshly caught from the boat, and then we prepare it as simply as possible, says the energetic woman with the wiry curls and icy blue eyes. The blue-painted seafood bar is an institution, as are the exuberant seafood platters served with a view of the sea and the mountains of Skye in the distance, which seem to grow straight out of the water. The Highlands are one of the last wild places to be found in the UK. You can lose yourself here, walk in a straight line for 2 days without meeting another soul. The people's mentality is also unique, says Kerr. Maybe it's the weather, maybe it's the remoteness. People are closely connected here, really tight-knit. You have to go right up the Beilachnaba mountain pass, the former cattle pass that connects Kinloch with the Applecross Peninsula and was a rough gravel road until 1950 to enjoy its full beauty. Signs at the bottom warn that the narrow, winding road is unsuitable for novice drivers and larger vehicles. The route begins with a steady climb before some steep hairpin bends with gradients of up to 15% and a few almost blind bends that you're very grateful to get past without encountering oncoming traffic. Once you have climbed the pass, you are rewarded with views of rugged peaks and deep valleys formed by glaciers, the streams running snake-like throughout. You can also see the Isle of Skye from here, unless the next fog front rushes in. This time, not alone on the hiking trail, but in the V-Class Marco Polo, I'm really enjoying the whims of the weather, which are ever-changing here. I switch off the engine, turn on the music, and make myself comfortable in the back seat. There's a good chance that the cloud will blow away again, and if it doesn't, I'll just wait a wee while longer. I've got plenty of time. This was the Mercedes-Benz Audio Experiences Camper's Paradise, an audio road trip on the Isle of Skye.